Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. The Jewish state is preparing to annihilate Rafah amidst sinful global inaction, whilst armies of Muslims sit in their barracks, restrained from mobilization. Translated. News. The Jewish state media reported the Jews' preparations to send forces into the city of Rafah in the Gaza Strip. The head of the Arabic media desk for the Jewish army, Captain Ella Awawaya, confirmed this. With the Arabic Al-Hurra channel, she added the Jews were waiting for the, quote, political green light, end quote, from the United States, amongst other countries. The awaited green light is for the storming of the strongholds of the Hamas movement, which is classified as quote-unquote terrorists. Speaking to Al-Hurra, Captain Ella confirmed that, quote, the Israeli forces are currently fully prepared to enter all the areas where the Hamas brigades are present in order to dismantle them, end quote. In response to a question regarding what was reported by the Jewish entity's media regarding an impending military operation in Rafah, Ella said, quote, in order to dismantle Hamas, the quote-unquote Israeli army will reach all sites. However, we are waiting for a political decision and a green light. At that time, we will move with full force. End quote. She pointed out that the quote-unquote Israeli army is prepared for all eventualities and scenarios. After any decision to enter, we will implement it immediately in a specific area. We are prepared for that. End quote. The widely circulated newspaper, quote-unquote, Israeli Hayom, quoted a decision by the Jewish state after a failure of ceasefire talks with Hamas. The decision is that the operation to invade Rafah, which is postponed for several weeks due to disagreements with Washington, will take place, quote-unquote, very soon. Netanyahu's government claims that Rafah has four full combat battalions affiliated with Hamas. The claims that those battalions received reinforcements from thousands of movements, militants withdrawing from other areas. Comment. There is a global anticipation of a criminal Jewish state's invasion of the city of Rafah, the southern city located on the Egyptian border. Rafah has become a large refuge for about 1.5 million Muslims, most of whom are displaced from other areas in the Gaza Strip, fleeing during the war that has been going on for more than 200 days. The city now awaits the Jewish state carrying out massacres exceeding the cruel and horrific massacres in the north and center of the Gaza Strip. After preparing the international community to accept those crimes, the Jewish state, supported by the Kefir West, led by America, is preparing to invade the city in a massacre that is believed to become the most horrific so far. This is due to the high population density in Rafah. The cowardly Jewish army is resorting to a scorched earth policy using white phosphorus dropped from planes, rocket launchers, tanks, and deadly guided drones. This is all to confront defenseless civilians, as well as resistance elements equipped with simple weaponry. The global anticipation, including the anticipation of the Islamic world, is similar to the anticipation of spectators at football matches. It is as if what people are anticipating is an event that does not concern them and has no relation with them. It is as if it is taking place in a galaxy far away. This is amidst the mobilization of the agent regimes in the Islamic world to silence any condemnation or mobilization arising from oppressed Islamic peoples. This is also amidst the Islamic armies being restrained from mobilizing to support their people in the Gaza Strip and liberate the blessed Masjid al-Aqsa. It has become known to all attentive observers, even non-Muslims, that there is no way to stop the massacres taking place in Gaza, except with strength of the Muslim armies, both near and far from the Gaza Strip. It is also clear that the Arab and Muslim leaders are the rope that provides the Jewish entity with the means of existence and dominance over Islam and the Muslims. This is to the point that it has become superfluous to even say that the real enemies of the people of Gaza and Muslims in general are the agent regimes existing in the Islamic world. The agent regimes represent the West and the Jews in the Muslim countries. The sincere people in the Ummah led by the sincere in the Muslim armies, must overthrow these regimes. They must seize the necks of these agent rulers and establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of prophethood. Any activism other than this direction is a waste of time. It only enables the Jews to carry out more massacres and expansion in the region.
مالكم إذا قيل لكم انفروا في سبيل الله اثاقلتم إلى الأرض أرضيتم بالحياة الدنيا من الآخرة فما متاع الحياة الدنيا في الآخرة إلا قليل إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم إلا تنفروا يعذبكم عذابا أليما ويستبدل قوما غيركم ولا تضروه شيئا والله على كل شيء قدير.
O believers, what is the matter with you that when you are asked to march forth in the cause of Allah, you cling firmly to your land? Do you prefer the life of this world over the hereafter? The enjoyment of this worldly life is insignificant compared to that of the hereafter. If you do not mobilize, Allah will punish you severely and replace you with a people other than you. You do not harm Allah in the least. Allah alone is dominant over everything. Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 38-39. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Bilal Al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.